On Monday, Coptic Christians will celebrate Christmas, and many of them will do so outside their native Egypt. Copts have practiced their faith there for nearly 2,000 years, but with the recent revolution, their future in the country looks uncertain. Many are resettling in the United States, where analysts estimate the population has grown by nearly 30% since the Arab Spring began. Reporter Bruce Wallace has the story of new immigrants flocking to a church in Queens, New York.
Symbols keep time with chanting at a recent service at St. Mary and St. Antonius Coptic Orthodox Church in Ridgewood, Queens. It's the end of Kiyat, the Coptic month before Christmas. A priest coaxes clouds of incense out of a golden censer. People file in and out. Children shuffle between moms sitting to the right of the church and dads across the aisle to the left.
They used to live in Nazareth. Because of the census, they went to Bethlehem.
In the basement, a church elder walks 60 college-age churchgoers through stories of Jesus' birth. The small room is overflowing. So is the church.
I would say probably in the last 2 years, our community has, if not doubled, quite possibly more than doubled in size.
Father Michael Sorial says the small church now has over 1,000 members, its numbers ballooning with new arrivals from Egypt. The story is the same at churches around New York, New Jersey, and Southern California, the centers of Coptic life in the U.S. since the early 1970s. Nationwide, researchers estimate that as many as 100,000 Copts have joined a pre-revolution population of around 350,000. They're leaving continued instability in Egypt, uncertain economic prospects combined with ongoing violence. Mariana Bolas is from Assyut, home to a big concentration of Copts. Her father was a victim of this violence.
He was a priest, and he was killed at home. So after this accident, I decided to leave Egypt and to go anywhere.
They call it an accident, but the family is clear about what happened. They say he was murdered by Muslims. Bolas arrived in Queens with her husband and two children in the middle of October. Like many of the new arrivals, they came on tourist visas and applied for asylum. In 2011, the number of U.S. asylum cases from Egypt doubled over the previous year. Expenses here are hard, even for well-off families like Bolas's. Emil Gerges is her husband.
The rent is very high here in New York, yeah. Around 80% of my savings will go to the rents. So it's a big problem for me.
He needs to get recertified to work as a pharmacist. Many other new arrivals end up taking jobs delivering food or stocking bodega shelves. The church expects a spike in immigration on the heels of a new constitution in Egypt that many say leaves Copts and other minorities unprotected. Ashraf Owida is a lay leader at St. Mary. He says his phone is ringing off the hook.
I don't even know these people who are calling us. They're getting the numbers from people they know in Egypt, and yes, they're calling, they're asking us how much money we should bring with us, what do we need to bring with us, what type of paperwork we need, everything. They wanted to know everything about the living here.
The church is beefing up efforts to help people resettle, solve visa issues, get work, and find housing. No small feat in the city's tight real estate market. Despite the challenges, most new arrivals plan to stay put. Many are from the educated middle classes that have traditionally anchored the community. But more and more are poorer, rural, and less educated, facts that increase the struggle to start a new life. At St. Mary and St. Antonius, the story of the Nativity has added poignancy this year.
She gave birth in Bethlehem, and then the angel appeared to her to go where? Egypt.
Escaping danger, the story goes, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph flee into Egypt. With a few days left before Coptic Christmas, many of these Copts are thanking God for helping them flee to the U.S. For NPR News, I'm Bruce Wallace in Queens.
Thank you.